the couch till next October.
Hello and welcome to the Our Sound Music Podcast, the weekly podcast that brings you the best of independent music. I am Adam, the podcast presenter and also the deputy editor of the Our Sound website, and I'm back with more news, interviews and tracks from the indie music scene. I can't wait to dive into the tracks I've got for you this week. In this episode, I've got tracks from some of the most exciting indie artists, as well as an interview with the Sprint's Carla Chupp. And later on in the podcast, I'll be running you through the latest details surrounding our all-day gig. As ever, if you like the podcast, you can like and share it. And to stay up to date, you can check out our website, oursoundmusic.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at oursoundmusic3. That track you heard at the top of the podcast was Soldier Coming Round by Villa Incident, a band from South Wales. And they formed in the beginning of the first lockdown. And that track is their latest single, which was released last Friday. I really think the vocal on that track has proper echoes of the Stone Roses. You know, there's a really Manchester kind of vibe to it. As usual, the next track I've got for you is the Our Sound Single of the Week. This week we've gone for the Northeastern three-piece Big Fat Big with their track Don't Wanna Be Sad. Now, according to the band's guitarist, Katie Ryle, this track centres around the theme of acceptance and recognises it as an important key to moving on. So check it out, Don't Wanna Be Sad.
Try to see tomorrow past tonight, and I'll find the
That was the three-piece Big Fat Big with Don't Want to Be Sad, which is our single of the week. Now, the next track I've got for you is the Our Sound choice for hottest new single. This track is all about family and features brotherly banter at its core. It's full of Scar-inspired hooks and a lively rhythm section. It's The Chase with I Just Can't Believe We Share the Same Name. That was The Chase with their brand new track I Just Can't Believe We Share the Same Name, which came out on Friday. Now that song features a kind of call and response type of vocal performance in which the frontman Tyler Heaney is joined by his brother and the band's drummer Dion, really showcasing, I feel, that the band are quite inventive in their sound. You can read more about that track as well as any of the track on this week's podcast on the Our Sound Music website, which is oursoundmusic.com. Now next for you, I've got the single from Carlisle-based Harwick Circus. Now this track is a follow-up to their much-acclaimed debut single, Walking on Broken Glass, which came out in February this year. Both that track and this one are taken from the band's forthcoming studio album. Here it is, My Sweet Love. I got blisters on my tooth. That was Harwich Circus with their new single, My Sweet Love. Now, the band have had previous material played on the likes of Six Music and BBC Introducing, and their last single was named Track of the Week on BBC Radio Carlisle. Now, next on the podcast, I've got an exclusive Our Sound interview with Carla Chubb from The Sprints. Now, she's been talking to Our Sound's Tom Farmer about the Irish post-punk scene, her band's influence, and the gender inequality in the music industry. Now, Tom began by asking her how she would describe Sprint's sound.
I'd say it's very raw, emotive, and energetic. We kind of use this phrase, like, angry music you can kind of dance to, that we try to pin ourselves to. Yeah. We're influenced by a lot of people, like Idols and Fontaines and, like, a lot of the classic post-punks, like Talking Heads and Bauhaus and stuff. But we're trying to bring, like, a bit more of a modern edge to it, and definitely, like, we all love LCD Sound System and bands like that as music lovers, so trying to bring a little bit of that kind of injection of energy into it.
So why is it that Dublin suddenly become this sort of mecca, a sort of post-punk?
I think, like, punk as a genre was born out of, like, political turmoil and kind of societal turmoil, and there's been a lot of change in Dublin, some of it good, some of it bad, and in recent years we've had very positive things happen, like the marriage referendum, the repeal referendum, and we have been kind of at the pinnacle of a lot of societal and social justice trends that have been great, but there's also a very rampant homeless problem. There's been a massive rise in drug abuse, and there's a real lack of supports in terms of mental health and our health services in general. The rents are rapidly rising, the creators are being pushed out of the city, and I think with those kind of challenges, people turn to music a lot of the time to reflect, and I think punk and post-punk particularly lyrically and rhythmically, how akin it is to, like, poetry and spoken word. I think it is a real outlet for people to speak about issues, and it's a real outlet for us to kind of process what's happening, I think, in the city. I think as well, Ireland's always been a hub for creativity and got a great history of writers and literature. So it was bound to happen. I think there's always been a great scene here. There's always been amazing talented musicians, but it's the likes of Pillow Queens and Fontaines and Girl Band who've kind of broken the doors down and allowed us to have a platform to be seen. Whereas now there's kind of like a spotlight on our city, I think, whereas before it took a lot to break through. And now I think people kind of view us as a very credible option.
What's the relationship like between poetry and music for you?
I think they're naturally very intertwined, but also they're obviously not mutually exclusive. To be honest, I never really delved into poetry too much, which I'm trying to now. I think I always really resonated with writing, and I always thought I'd end up being like a novelist. And it was only when I was in my kind of early 20s that I discovered the passion for combining writing with music and songwriting. I think the likes of, like, Patti Smith, who is a natural poet, I think you can really tell in her cadence and her rhythm and how she sings so uniquely, that there is such a skill there. And it's something I'm trying to explore a little bit more. But I think there's obviously, like, a very natural connection between poetry and music. And I think particularly people who are poets and are great lyricists, like Patti Smith or even like Green, who we mentioned from Fontaines, is, I think, one of the best lyricists our current generation. It just really stands out, and lyrics have always been something that stood out to me before music in a song. So I think it's an amazing skill, and it's one I wish I probably fine-tuned a little bit more. But
if you could support one band, who would you choose?
I'd probably say, like, The Strokes, I think. Particularly for myself and Sam. Myself, Sam, Colin and Jack all love them, but they're kind of one of the, I think, that whole early 2000s New York garage scene was very inspirational for us when we were kids. It kind of was what made you pick up a guitar in the first place. I've always loved Julian Casablancas and Albert Hammond Jr. So, that would be a dream.
Perfect. Do you have any unlikely influences that I wouldn't think you would be inspired by?
I've got loads. The guys hate me talking about it, but, like, Taylor Swift is one of my favorite people in the world. Uh-huh. Like, I think she is amazing. I would die. She's one of the people, if she knew who I existed, I would die. Unlikely influences, like, to be honest, I think we're all very eclectic in our tastes, and we all kind of have, like, myself, Colm, Jack and Sam always just send songs back and forth to each other, and it would vary. Obviously, like, we're massive fans of the post-punk genre, garage, kind of the classics, but, like, people like the Pixies, would be huge for us. Patti Smith would be huge for us, like OCs, King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard. We all loved, went to see Olympia together. But yeah, I don't know if any of them are that unlikely because we're all quite eclectic in our tastes anyway.
So you released your first single last year. What was that like, releasing a single in 2020? What was the sort of challenges?
It was weird. Like, we released Kissing Practice, I think, in February. So that was literally before we knew any of this was going to happen. A matter of weeks, I think we released Kissing Practice, played our first headline show, and played Another Voices down in Ballina, and then 2 weeks later everything was shut down and we didn't quite know how long it was going to be. I think we all thought it was gonna be a couple of weeks, and then obviously months, and now a year later we're still in the same situation. So we're fortunate that a lot of positive things have happened. We met Nice Swan, obviously released a couple of singles and got some great coverage. So it's been challenging and it's been tough, both mentally, creatively, financially, but it's also been very rewarding, and it's great to know that you can still put music out and have it heard despite the circumstances. But yeah, just dying to go play a gig now.
Yeah, cool. Both Kissing Practice and Drones have quite a lot of references to the pub. So is that where you feel most creative and most at home?
Yeah, so Drones is literally written in the pub. I remember so vividly. I went to watch a match with my girlfriend and we were drinking Guinness, and Sam sent me a demo on WhatsApp. I listened to it and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. And I pretty much wrote the lyrics then and there on the spot, and sent it to him. He was like, please go home and record that. So I finished our pints, went home, recorded the vocals over it really roughly and sent it over. But yeah, obviously pre-pandemic the pub was not about the drinking, but it's kind of like a social hub in Dublin. It's where you meet up after work, it's where you pop in, and because the city is quite small, like there's a couple locals that everyone kind of goes to, and you know if you go in you're going to bump into people, you know. But yeah, the pub is definitely where we feel creative, and I think it's where we feel most relaxed, and that's where a lot of the ideas can come from then. But we try and just write about things that are generally very relatable and topical to us and our friends, and we call it like pub chat, like what we would talk to each other about in the pub. And those kind of like real layman's ways of addressing whatever issues are kind of important to us at the time. So I think the pub is kind of the perfect metaphor for all of that.
Perfect. Do you reckon there's a female fronted band you face sort of more adversity or more problems in music?
I think like it's hard to tell, to be honest, obviously, because my experience is my experience and I don't know any different. And it's very rare that people would outright treat you differently in front of you. Or it's hard to tell. Like, obviously, I know there's a massive disparity in the experience of female musicians and male musicians right now. There is a severe lack of gender balance in terms of our lineups, our radio play. I think even particularly ourselves, we're making a very big effort to ensure we have a gender neutral split on our tour in terms of support acts, and that we're involving as many female or non-binary or diverse people, diverse bands as possible. And you notice very quickly that it is people don't really seem aware of it, that we'll get promoters sending in suggestions for supports, and 99% of the bands we've been sent through are all male and all white. And we have to really hammer home, like, we'd really like to find some more diverse acts. And it is tough. If I feel like there's a really great directory over here that Sean and Watson built as part of We've Only Just Begun Festival, which was a female-focused music festival in Dublin. And she's built a directory of all the women in Ireland currently working as recording artists or producers or session musicians. I think there needs to be something like that kind of worldwide, where we can really build a database and ensure there's equal opportunity, because just people need to be more aware of it. Like, when you look at the festivals, and often it's left up to the females to point it out. And then you do point it out and people go, well, these people sell more music or they sell more tickets or this, but don't realize that that's because of years of this systemic issue where men have been offered a platform above women. So now we're trying to balance that out. And it doesn't mean that we're being unfair or unequal. You're trying to undo the years of inequality already. Yeah. But
what's next for you? So you got a single out on Friday, right?
Yeah, so the penultimate single from the EP is coming out on Friday, Swimming. And what's next is hopefully a second EP and an album very shortly. We have studio time booked in with Dan Fox that we're hoping goes ahead in the next few months if the restrictions ease in Dublin. So yeah, we've been writing a ton. We have a load of material. We're really excited about the new step that we're taking. So yeah, I'm really excited. I think Manifesto as an EP was great, but was a very much a moment in time that I feel like it, like even though it was recorded last year, it feels like a lifetime ago because things have changed so dramatically. So yeah, really excited to show everyone what we're working on, and obviously in the near future we're on tour in October and November, so hoping to finally catch people live.
So you're going to change your style a bit, are you?
Not change the style so much as it's just like a real natural progression, I think. Manifesto is very heavily punk and post-punk influenced, and I think we're taking a step towards more of a PJ Harvey and LCD kind of inspired direction. Just obviously, like, that's PJ Harvey is someone that we all are massively huge fans of as well, and I think throughout lockdown we've matured and we've developed. Obviously, I think everything's happened so quickly that our sound is naturally going to change a little bit, but we're obviously sticking to our garage and punk roots. But yeah, I think we're working on some really exciting stuff that people will like the new kind of direction.
Really great interview, that one. That was Our Sound's Tom Farmer chatting to Carla Chubb from the Irish post-punk band Sprints, who are, you know, getting noticed more and more as time goes on, it would appear. Now, I should mention, Carla mentioned then that the release date for the EP Manifesto was Friday, Future Tense. Now, that interview was done last week, so it is actually out now. It was last Friday, so you can check that out now, which obviously I recommend you do. Now, sticking with the post-punk theme and also the kind of family theme that was set out earlier by the track By The Chase, I've got a track from Sparkle and Fade, who are a band made up entirely of family members. The front woman, Lindsay Callahan, is backed up by husband Jeff, sister Courtney, and her brother-in-law Tyler. Now here they are with their track, Up in the Air. That was Up in the Air by Sparkling Fade, who are a band who cannot wait to get back on the gig scene. Now, this next track I've got for you is going to be the penultimate one for this week, and it comes from Seattle-based space pop band Warren Dunes. Now, this track, called Talking About That Burden, is taken from their most recent album called Get Well Soon, which came out earlier this month. According to the band, the album is a hallmark card to anyone that lived through 2020. Now, the band's experimental sound is really shown on this track, I feel. So check it out, Talking About That Burden. That was Talking About That Burden by Warren Dunes. Now, as promised at the top of the show, and as I often do in this part of the podcast, I've got some more key information about the Our Sound All Day gig. It is regrettable that we have to tell you that the underclass are no longer able to perform, which is obviously a blow to everyone involved. But on the plus side, we do have three more performers that have been announced. Now, namely, they are the Superlatives, Hawk the Band and DJ Paul Holmes, who will be playing non-stop indie anthems in between the band's sets. All in all, we've got 10 performers, and that's 8.5 hours of live music. Now, most importantly, this is really important, tickets are now on sale. I repeat, tickets are on sale. You can buy them on Skiddle, or you can check out our website, oursoundmusic.com, for more details on how to buy them. Now, we can't wait. That brings us to the end of this week's podcast, and as ever, I hope you've enjoyed listening, and I hope you'll enjoy next week, where I'll have more exclusive content for you, including an exclusive interview with Charitons, as well as more of the best indie music tracks around. In the meantime, you can catch up on the podcast on Spotify and via our website, and to stay up to date with all things Our Sound, you can follow us on Twitter at OurSoundMusic3. Now, to play us out this week, I've got a track so fresh it's not even out yet. It comes from EDM band Reclaim Vienna, who last released a track in October 2020. This new track is quite experimental in that it combines indie rock and dance music. It's due out on April 1st, but you can hear it here right now. It's called Joker. Thanks for listening. Take care.